Hello and welcome to www.thoughtoftheweek.co.uk. This is David Gardner, and this week's thought is called The Frog and the Scorpion. This is a great story, which is often misattributed to Aesop's fables. It was used by Orson Welles, and variations have been in films ranging from The Crying Game to The Sopranos and even to Star Trek. But with no more introduction, here it is. Now the scorpion set out on an adventure, but before too long he came across a river. The river was wide and swift, and he could see no way to get across, when he saw a frog sitting in the rushes on the other side of the river. So he decided to ask the frog for help to get across the stream. "Hello, Mr. Frog," called the scorpion. "Would you be so kind to give me a ride on your back across the river?" The frog replied, "How do I know that if I try and help you, you won't try and kill me?" "Because," the scorpion replied, "if I try to kill you, then I would die too. For you see, I cannot swim." Now this seemed to make sense to the frog, so the frog agreed. The scorpion crawled onto the frog's back, and the frog slid into the river. However, halfway across the river, the frog suddenly felt a sharp sting in his back, and out of the corner of his eye saw the scorpion remove his stinger from the frog's back. A deadening numbness began to creep into his limbs. "You fool," croaked the frog. "Now we shall both die. Why on earth did you do that?" The scorpion shrugged. "I could not help myself. It's in my nature." Then they both sank into the muddy waters and drowned. What a great story, and loads of messages. My mind wondered how often the relations we have with partners, families and colleagues are like this. Like the frog, we expect others to change, to remove the flaws we see within them. We give them our considered common sense feedback, and maybe they begin to think they want to change, or perhaps they just tell us that they do. But change is hard, because the way we think and behave, the talents we have, and the perceived flaws we have, are often hardwired into us. Okay, maybe with some help, if you really want to change yourself, it might be possible, and there's some great techniques from NLP to help you with this. But if you're relying on anyone else to change so you can be happy, or deliver the results that you want, then expect to get stung by the scorpion's tail. So till next week, enjoy your relationships with people just the way they are. Thanks very much for listening. This was David Gardner.